Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do you put your music up really high in your office before the show to deter people from talking to you and going into the office?
No, I think it doesn't work.
It's sort of like a repellent in a way.
It doesn't work. I play aloud to get you jacked up to get ready to roll.
I mean, that's fine.
A Whole Lot of Love this morning by Led Zeppelin. You were all jacked up.
I was. And then you yelled at me for being too jacked up. So it was a little confused.
I didn't
mixed
you
messages.
Took the 5-hour energy. You have to be able to, like, you know, get through that. You just got to calm through it and just make it last.
Well, it's just funny. Like, Eddie, put this up loud. This is what it's like in the morning.
Boomer, there's a remote in May. Can you do it? May 15th. Boomer!
What's that? I can't hear you, Mark.
I mean, you definitely do that on purpose. 100% I do it on purpose. But I also made him give me a high five today when he came in. We should actually do that for the show.
Every morning, high five?
No. I'll show people how I asked Mark to give me a high five this morning.
Did he climb on a ladder or something?
Exactly.
He did like the vertical jump thing.
Yeah, yes. NFL combine.
I wanted to do an NFL combine thing with him. I think he got up about 2 inches.
I'm just picturing this.
We could film that during the break if you think he's up for it again.
Yeah, I think he'd be up for it again. You know, the interesting thing is that he gets up and runs 3 miles every morning.
It's really impressive.
Religiously.
Really impressive.
I mean, he never misses, no matter what the weather is like. Tomorrow morning, when we get hit with this nor'easter again, he will be out there running. And I give him a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, that dedication to fitness. I mean, it's a little bit weird. He also listens to the overnight show while he's doing that. It's crazy.
He doesn't get much sleep.
He runs the place. Why wouldn't he?
I think he's back there sleeping right now. I think this is when he gets to sleep right now.
No, he'll be running in here any second talking
and
about
if he does,
this.
I'll get him to do a high five.
Yeah. I mean,
why don't you go get him out and let Jerry do his update.
Vertical leap, though, do you think most of us have?
Oh, I got nothing.
You made fun of 2 inches.
I can't. I mean, no. I bet you Chernoff's got a little bit more than I've got right,
right
now.
It's not easy.
I mean, I seriously.
You got none.
I got nothing. There'd be no way. Like a boulder. I'm not getting up off the ground. No shot.
I feel like I could have a good vertical leap.
You probably would.
I mean, you weigh nothing.
Yeah.
You float.
Like, I got that fat guy skinny legs thing going. I have very
skinny legs.
I've got dainty ankles and skinny legs.
You're like Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, I mean, basically, yes. Yes, I've got that going on. Skinny arms, skinny legs, big fat torso.
You could wear skinny jeans.
I could. I would look.
Really? What's your waistline?
It's a right now it's a 36, but I mean, the legs are skinny. The waistline, like the hips and the belly and everything. But the legs are skinny. Like, look at them. Like, hold on.
Skinny jeans.
We really have to look at
the
hairy legs.
Like, I always wonder, when you do the waistline, is it across the belly button to, like, the widest part of your belly, or is it just under there?
The hips.
It depends on the pants.
You know, there's no definition there. You know what it is? It's like your ankle goes all the way up to your pelvis, and it's just like the one straight thing. There's no definition or nothing.
Right, I know. It's a skinny leg, man. So that's what it is. So that skinny leg trying to jump up with all that weight in the torso, I would be the worst. I bet you Eddie could do at least a couple more inches of me on a vertical leap, vertical jump.
A couple more inches.
I bet you he could.
I don't know about that. He might be able to do more.
A couple is.
You know what? I'll go out there and I'll draw a few lines on the pole out there, and then we could see who can jump up and touch the line. All right?
Done.
So you want to go get Chernoff, and then we'll do the high five in here so people can see it on CBS Sports Network while Jerry does his update.
But don't we have to factor in height, too? We have to factor that in. Because we can't just be all
right. This is supposed to be the vertical. Some people are taller than others.
Right.
Well, I mean, we'll do that. I mean, I'll have it. You know, we'll do probably like
three inches,
5 inches, and 8 inches because you guys are not going to go any higher than that.
No, no way.
And you're certainly not any longer than that. Can you go get him?
Jesus. You isolate that, Eddie? I think he's working on it right now. All right, we're brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. Well, here's what we know about the Mets from yesterday. They beat the Tigers fine, but Matt Harvey went three scoreless innings. He allowed a couple of hits, a walk, and a strikeout. He knows it wasn't a clean start, but he battled, and that's the good thing.
You know, I was just happy to get in some trouble and be able to get out of it.
Have you felt like your old self at all?
I'm not reverting to anything that's in the past, any mechanics, anything. This is completely new year, like I've said.
Now, that having been said, Mickey Callaway will look back. He looked at old video. He was asked about that, which I thought this is a very interesting answer.
He had a good curveball yesterday, boy.
Good curveball. Really good curveball.
Good curveball.
Here's Callaway, who looked back, and he knows, at least believes he knows what happened and when.
August 8th, I think it was, in 2015, is where I saw him start to slow down. And I realized he had a good postseason that year. But I'm wondering if that mechanical change, you know, led to some issues.
I mean,
on.
He pinpoints it to the day after watching all this video, which
that's
is
great.
Pretty
so
cool.
Chernoff okay, just so got here, so we'll get no. We'll get the Chernoff in a second, and we'll show you how he gave me a high five this morning. Mark, you ready for this?
Oh, sure.
Are we doing this right here?
No, yeah, we'll do it in a second, but okay. Let me finish.
All right, here's Callaway. So if you found the issue, what was the issue?
All of his tempo really slowed down. He started probably just like lifting his knee instead of kicking his leg out.
Can it be that simple? I mean, I guess it is. Like, we're going to find out
This is what Callaway's here for, right?
Yes,
is all this
absolutely.
Stuff. So it's a good thing. I mean,
it's mechanics.
Right. It is. It's mechanics, man. It's mechanics and it's love. Those are the two things he's here
love
for.
Love and mechanics.
Yeah.
Here's kind of like Chernoff with us. Love and mechanics.
Now,
not as much love.
Yeah, the love of mechanics. Can you do a freaking remote?
Brandon Nimmo did homer in this game. Callaway says he's striking fear into opposing pitchers now.
Pitchers know he's going to be patient, and if they groove one now, he's going to attack it. It becomes a dangerous combination.
And I think also we owe Giancarlo Stanton an apology. Remember he had the trouble with the sun over the weekend, and we played the clips? Fine, fair enough. So Jose Reyes had a double yesterday. Why? Ball was lost in the sun. I take you to Tom McCarthy and the Phillies broadcast. This is happening over and over.
Fly ball center field. And Granit shading his eyes, having trouble with it. It's going to drop for a hit. And Cesar's at second base.
How many times are we going to see this?
It's more, I think, this year than we've seen.
Now, this happened two more times in the Phillies game. So for Giancarlo Stanton, a couple of times, fine. But this is, I guess they have a very bright, high sun in Florida this year. I don't know what's going on, but this has become an issue.
Don't they have sunglasses?
Boomer, have you ever seen this in spring training before?
No, but you know, I see that one sunglass commercial on TV, and they're always saying, like, you could look directly into the sun.
You're not looking directly
into
the sun. No, you can't.
No. Sunglasses, you ever see those out with that really powerful flashlight?
Then how do major leaguers not have them?
I don't know.
No
get
chance.
Those sunglasses and let's check it out.
Get those glasses where you could stare at the eclipse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe those will work. But, I mean,
no.
Shade it with your glove. It's been happening. I mean, the sun's been
around
for a long
time. It's the angle
in
the glove, of course. Exactly.
Turn off. Come over here.
Right, here we go.
You ready? Come here.
Okay. All right. So, right now, Mark is going to give Boomer a high five.
Ready?
Well, but he's jumping
Jesus,
like the combine.
Boomer's like twice his size.
Okay,
so
that was
right
bad.
One more time. Said, no, let you,
check the vertical, Greg.
Really do something special here.
All right,
this
I
is
here we go.
Like the NFL combine.
All right, so Chernoff is about to jump again. He's getting off.
I'm the tiny tot of the kilowatt.
He's about to
really
jump
really nice
off
purple
ground.
Sweater.
Yes,
it's very
and he
Easter-ish.
Matches the shirt underneath, too.
It's very Easterish.
I noticed that, yes.
Like a little chicky.
All right, that was pretty good. He got out.
Not bad.
His vertebra might be bigger than yours.
No, I think I could do better than that.
I'm the tiny top of the
kilowatt.
You guys under it.
How much taller are you than him?
Oh, a lot.
Always go stand back to back.
Yeah.
Don't go belly to belly. Just go back to back.
Belly to belly.
There you go.
I mean, I'm pretty big.
I'm about 5'5".
How was that?
Yes. I'm telling.
I didn't say go belly to belly. I said go back to back.
I didn't want to go back to back.
No, you changed.
Why would you want to go belly to belly?
I don't know.
Honestly.
Well, who cares? It's fine. It's not like our, you know, my belly is so far out. It's not like we were touching.
Yeah, he was about a yard away from me.
The yard and a half. I'm telling you. Now, see now I'm getting. Now
thank you, Mark.
Now I'm feeling like the adrenaline flow.
There you go.
And now I'm getting angry. So now I could watch. I'm going to fly now. What do you need me to hit? I'm hitting it. But anything in this building, I will go and get it.
What do you mean, go and get it?
Oh, I'm telling you, just give me a realistic thing.
To jump up and get?
To jump up and touch, and then I will get it.
All right, Ed, keep your update. I'll find something.
Bring great. The Mariners signing Ichiro to a one-year contract. Cavaliers Pistons. One of the best calls of all time. Cavaliers Pistons last night. Cleveland finding it again.
Nance has 13. Drummond, the NBA's leading rebounder, 7. LeBron with a three-year transition. And knocks it down. LeBron James now is 5 of 6 from deep. He has 29. The Cavaliers have taken a 71-54 lead.
That is John Michael on Cavs Radio. LeBron had 31. Cleveland beats Detroit 112-90. Also in this game, Larry Nance Jr. went for 22 points, double-digit rebounds as well, as Cleveland gets the victory. The Spurs beat the Grizzlies 198. Memphis, you want to talk about tanking?
Yes.
They're tanking. They've lost 14 straight.
Wow.
Tony Parker had 23 in that game. Blazers over the Lakers 108-103, 39 for Damian Lillard. Tonight, the Nets are at Golden State. We'll have that on the Fan at 10:15. The Knicks are in Portland. Michael Beasley, I don't like the way this was written. So the headline is, you know, essentially, I don't call the plays. And I think that looks terrible in print. But if you actually read the article and you kind of understand how the Knicks are playing, they ask him why he's not been more involved, why he's not scoring more. And the whole point is, we're not moving the ball. The ball's not in my hands.
But that's what he said a few days
ago. Yes. I know that. So what he is saying is we need to actually play better team basketball as opposed to the way I think it's been portrayed that he's criticizing.
Remember the first 25 games of the year we were saying, man, this is a great brand of basketball. They're passing the ball, they're sharing the ball and everything else. And
so where'd it go?
Well, Porzingis left. Right. And
It can't be all Porzingis, though. It can't be.
All right, can you touch that light up there?
Well, that one right there?
Yeah, that one right there. Oh, let's see. Yeah, that's easy, huh?
Don't knock it off the thing.
You just got to touch it. Well, that's the first thing. Let me see. That's the first thing. Okay, that's good. Okay.
Barely any effort in that.
All right. I just want to make sure you feel good about yourself before we really start getting into the hard stuff.
The hard stuff. All right.
Iona beat Fairfield in the MAC Championship 83-70.
Hear that call? Harris played that call. It must have
been.
Which
one? I only have the Gary Cohen one. Is there another one?
There was an Iona one.
Oh, do we have the.
And it sounded like a kid who just had gone through puberty.
Well,
who
this made the is call. Three in a row for Iona now. Maybe the tournament, right?
Boy, so we don't
for
make
the
fun
Gales.
Of them.
I love it.
I don't want to make fun of him. I'm just saying that. It sounded like a really young kid. Yeah.
The Gales have done it. Not one, not two, but three straight years as the MAC Elite. Tim Clouse continues his reign of dominance. The dynasty endures. The Gales are your 2018 MAC champions.
No good for
reign of dominance. Reign of
dominance. Jonathan Stanko on Iona Insider.
John Stanko?
That's his name. ICGales.com.
Okay.
He's a kid, Eddie.
Was it one of the students? Or
I would certainly think so, yeah. I was on icgales.com.
All right, yeah.
So now he's going to be calling tournament games.
That's awesome.
How great is that?
That is really cool. I'm just saying, he sounded young.
That's how Jerry started. Look what he's turned his thing into.
Right.
He started on Columbia Internet Radio. Remember that,
Al? No, I did not, actually. We were on the radio for 5 years.
You started on Internet
no,
Radio.
No, I did
yes,
not.
You did.
We started on the radio, you
football,
jackass.
Football.
You're wrong.
Internet
Boomer,
Radio.
Boomer, you're wrong. For 5 years, we were on, we were on 6:20 a.m. and 9:70 a.m., and then the last 5 years, they went Internet only.
Oh, so course, you are on the internet. So I knew you were on the internet.
But you just
somewhere.
Lied. You said we started on the internet.
Well,
we did. We actually reverted to the internet.
I take away the started.
Well,
you actually were on the internet like they were.
We were for 5 years. Yes, that is correct.
And sorry,
they,
Jerry.
And they gave me a raise.
But you were on the internet.
That is true. Correct. And so are you.
The World Wide Web.
Don't you do like SI videos online?
I used to do SI videos.
So you were a web star too.
And they sold them to Meredith or something else. I don't know what the hell happened.
No, sorry about that.
What happens? These execs start selling things off and, you know, then the assets go and then everything else goes. And then you go back to real radio and you go back to real television.
What happened? But it was good while you had it.
Right, exactly.
This is pretty cool. The Cowboys placed the franchise tag on DeMarcus Lawrence. Now, a lot of times guys get a franchise tag and it will sit there. I want a long-term deal.
Oh,
I'm not sitting
ticked
there.
Ticked off about it. I'm not going to show up to camp, all that stuff.
DeMarcus Lawrence, I think, had a party. So he made, if I read this correctly, $1 million last year and had an amazing season. He's getting $17 million for 1 year now.
$17.143 million.
Unbelievable.
So, and I got to tell you, he was probably in the starting blocks waiting to get there to go sign it.
Absolutely.
Good for
so
him,
he
though.
Signed
no,
it immediately.
Good for him. That's, I hate the tags.
And
I
a think, good interview, too.
I will say this, that if the NFLPA wants to do something, get rid of these stupid tags
and then let's open that's free fine. Agency to the best players in the league.
Absolutely. And the Le'Veon Bell one's going to be really interesting.
Right, he's expecting it today.
Yeah.
And I understand there's only about a handful of these guys that go through this, so really what's the big difference, and they're really getting paid a lot of money. But screw that, man. Let them become free agents and see what somebody would pay for them.
Right, and then when you hear the player complain about it, they do have a legitimate gripe because of the injuries in the NFL.
We'll play Thursday night and everything else, but we want you to rip up the franchise and the
that's fair.
And all these transition tags and all this other crap, and we want to become free agents. I doubt the owners will ever let that happen, but you know, at the end of the day, this is how the players make more money, by allowing a guy like DeMarcus Lawrence to become a free agent when he's in the midst of his prime.
No doubt. Just a couple of other things quickly. Antonio Cromartie did announce his retirement. Canucks beat the Islanders 4-3 in overtime.
Is that seven in a row now?
Seven straight, yes. This isn't overtime. So they did get a point, but yes, seven straight losses. Here's Chris King's call on the Brendan Leipsic game winner.
And Beauvillier loses the puck. Leipsic shoots and scores! Brendan Leipsic on a loose puck that rolled off the stick of Anthony Beauvillier. Draws Yarmolenko down and out and flips it home. Vancouver Canucks win it 4-3 in overtime.
That is a tough one.
That's everybody.
Halak looks like me on Friday night there. Look at that.
He's not expecting that to happen, but the problem with that is that it's an overtime, it's 3-on-3, and everybody sees it.
Yep. No doubt about it. So they did lose. John Tavares did score in the loss. Also tonight, the Devils host the Canadiens, One Jersey Network, and the Rangers take on the Jets.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.